Okay. Yeah, just tell me your name.
Yeah, my name is Sofia Sutushka, and I was from Greece, and I was asking
And you are?
I'm Shirin Taji from France.
Yeah, we're here at Listen Up, Youth in Action, and everyone's been gathered in groups discussing issues. Can you tell me what have you two been discussing?
Right now. Okay, I was asking him about, because he represented before, about a second generation of immigrants in her country, and about their difficulties to integrate to their life here. And she just, you know, explaining why.
Yeah, actually, I was explaining the difficulty of the new generation to accept the fact that they are gathered in suburbs, and because they don't especially understand why, and they are just angry now, and they place themselves as victims rather than looking for solution, or because they're not motivated anymore, because the generation of the parents of the immigrants were thankful to France, and they say thank you for making me come and finding me a job and giving me a life and a place to live. But nowadays these places are outside from the city, and they are kind of communities, but not really, because there are every kind of people living there. So you can have French, Portuguese, Arabic people, Turkish people. And the problem is that the new generation is now locked inside these suburbs, and they cannot especially study in another city because they don't have the marks for it, because the schools inside these suburbs are not good neither. And I was discussing about this issue in France that is nowadays a real problem.
And also the young generation in France who are actually born in France, so they don't feel that sort of thankfulness that the older ones who...
Exactly. I noticed that, I wrote that as a problem too. The new generation don't understand what's really happening. They are born in France, so they demand the state to give them the same right as everyone, and they exactly they they ask the same rights of studying, the equality of chances for work, for everything, and the stop that discrimination stop everywhere, and that's the problem nowadays, because there is not really projects inside the suburbs. There are a few, but not really. There are not many consequences from these associations, and that's a big problem nowadays.
Sophia, are there much problems with immigration where you live?
Yeah, actually, I'm afraid that I was asking you. I'm afraid that in the near future in Greece we will have the same problem. Actually, now we already have these problems, because, as you know, due to Dublin's two agreement, Greece, it's like, you know, gate, or like the host country for all immigrants and refugees, and unfortunately we have a big problem.
Do you see any kind of solution to the problem?
Okay, for me, solution has to start from the national level, from the government. Because, for example, for me, as I represent NGO, okay, we support them. We are organizing many social and cultural programs in order to support them and to integrate to all Greek society. But we have not, you know, power to do something. I believe that it will start from the governmental level. And unfortunately, until now, we even have not ministry for immigration policy. So we have a long way.
And what about France? What solutions do you see coming out there?
Personally, I think it should come from the suburb itself first, that the people should understand that what is really happening, that nowadays there were too many promises, too many lies, and that it will not come from someone else than them, and they are fortunately helps from the government. If you have a project, for example, the European Union or the government can give you money for that, and I think nowadays the only solution comes from the suburb itself, and that the people must take the challenge to work, or to stand every morning early, to go to do any project, to travel, or to